Chapter 11, Simple Health Hacks with Chlorine Dioxide. Now that you've learned the basics of how to make and to take some ClO2 protocols, I'd like to share some practices that I have learned or developed that can help to take the following. First of all, I've put this next part into several bullet points, so I'll start with the first bullet point. This one is called a 6 and 6 mix. This is taken for headaches and most virus sicknesses if you feel like you're coming down with something. Outside of protocols or maintenance schedules, this is the go-to mix that you can take whenever you feel a migraine or flu or food poisoning or a fever or other sickness coming on. It is a short catch-all that preempts pathogens from getting very far into your system and stops them quickly before they take you over. The activated MMS dose is a 6-drop mix of chlorine dioxide in 4 ounces of water, followed by another 6-drop mix an hour later. If you feel that this illness is still lingering after those 2 dosages, you can start with a protocol 1000. That's 3 drops mixed in a half a cup of water every hour, until the ill feelings are completely gone. I have personally used this mix many times for headaches, and they don't last long when I do it. With CDS, it is similar in dosing. Instead of 6 drops, as I explained above or before, you drink 6 to 12 milliliters of CDS that's diluted in water, at least a half a cup, as a first dose. Again, 6 to 12 mls of that as a first dose. Wait an hour, and then do another 6 to 12 milliliters with water again. After that, you can do a protocol C as needed for whatever issues that you are having. As the issues go away, you can stop the CDS dosages. And I should say that the 6 and 6 mix is also called Clara's 6 and 6. It's named after one of the ladies that developed it. Next bullet point, this was the COVID-19 mix, and also it's good for most any other virus that you might have. Chlorine dioxide will destroy any virus or any variant of a virus that is attacking the human body. I mean even things like dengue, Ebola, and even HIV. Sometimes it takes longer for it to reach some of the elusive places in your body, in your tissues, where the virus resides. But for most basic viruses, not the more hefty ones, it is the same as the 6 and 6 mix, as said earlier. Make a 6-drop mix of activated MMS, then another 6-drop mix an hour later. From there, you wait another hour and go to the 3-drop mixes every hour for a total of 8 to 10 doses a day. If you are choosing, or if you are using CDS, start with the protocol F for a day or two, and then move to the protocol C, and plan on doing that for 2 to 3 weeks after that, or until you feel completely better. Most infected people recover from the virus part within 2 to 4 days and pass through the long COVID symptoms quickly over the next weeks. You still may feel a little bit fatigued for the months ahead, because your red and your white blood cells are still messed up for up to 5 months, maybe even longer, as they replace themselves. But the chlorine dioxide regular doses will help to keep your body at a lower blood pressure and in better shape in the months that follow. I would also suggest doing a protocol 1 for 3 to 5 months. That's what's found in Chapter 5, the Protocol 1, after finishing the Protocol 1000 or the Protocol C. So again, for COVID-19, you have your initial stuff, your initial sequence, and then go to a maintenance or a Protocol 1. If a person has a normal virus or flu, I would just do the 6 and 6 method listed or above or earlier. And then the hardest part for me about this big mix isn't killing the virus. It is the simple cause and effect of science. That's a simple cause and effect of science. The hardest part is convincing people to believe something other than what they are seeing on the mainstream news or from the mainstream medical system in Western medicine about the virus. Sometimes getting them to see something different is impossible. Either way, regardless of what you believe about chlorine dioxide, it does have a 100% spontaneous recovery rate from COVID-19. The next bullet point, this is on page 104, just to make sure I'm lined up here. Next bullet point is the spray bottle mix, and this is for skin and household disinfection. So this is what you could spray on your skin, your face, or things around the house. With MMS, a 10-drop chlorine dioxide mix per ounce of water, 10 activated MMS drops, is what you would use. You could spray this on the skin or surfaces to disinfect. And also you can spray it on foods. It doesn't harm it at all, and it gases off. With CDS, you fill the bottle to about 1/3 with CDS, and then fill the rest of the bottle with water. And I use distilled water, and you can use that as a spray as well. Yes, this may take some time to accept that something that makes the skin healthy can also be used to spray in your empty kitchen, garbage can, or on food. This is a part of the paradigm shift that we need to accept with chlorine dioxide. It kills the coronavirus and other bacteria or mold and helps with most any other smelly thing. Spray bottles tend to wear out because chlorine dioxide wears out the metal spring on the inside, as I have found. If anyone knows where to buy or to find a spray bottle that uses a plastic or a powder-coated spring, I'd love to buy it. Mine keep wearing out. When you see people in the news using a fog mister to disinfect homes and offices from pandemic problems, chances are chlorine dioxide is the stuff that is being used. It is simply the best industrial biocide that can come in contact with humans. I almost always have a spray bottle in my pocket or in my bag when I go to work. And at this point, I have a demonstration video on this on page 104. The next bullet point is the bath mix. This mix varies widely on how much chlorine dioxide to use, but it is very helpful to those who have skin or other issues on the surface area of their skin. Things like skin rashes, rosacea, skin cancer, dandruff, and other sores are commonly treated in this way. It also gives the body a small amount of extra chlorine dioxide because it is absorbed through the skin as it soaks in the hot bath water. You simply make about a 25-drop mix in a dry cup, wait 20 to 30 seconds, and then pour a little bit of water into the cup to dilute the mix. And then pour the cup contents into a bathtub of hot water. You, of course, prepare the tub first before mixing the chlorine dioxide. I know of people who use up to 100 drops or more of chlorine dioxide in cases where you are more experienced with using it. However, I wouldn't start with more than a 25-drop mix. If you are using CDS, you can use between 25 to 50 milliliters of it to mix with the tub water. Three final things about this. Number one, make sure that the tub is very clean to start with, if possible, so that there are no toys or other items in the tub to draw the potency of the chlorine dioxide away. You want it to work on your skin area and not the other things in the tub that might be dirty. The second thing with this is to keep in mind that this method tends to go through chlorine dioxide at a lot higher rate than the average protocol. So this is not a normal consumption of ClO2. And number three, it is a good idea to let the tub water sit overnight after taking the bath. The ClO2 is powerful at killing microbes that are in your drainage pipes and septic system if you have one. Although you may not want these microbes in your body, they are useful in your septic system. And I'm talking about the stuff in your pipes, your drainage pipes. Additionally, as you allow for the chlorine dioxide to gas off in the air, this is from the tub, after you use it. It serves as a safe pathogen killer and odor remover at these levels. So again, you do the 25 drops in your mix with a tub, or the 25 to 50 mLs in with your hot tub. And then after you're done, let the water sit so that it can gas off as much of the chlorine dioxide that is mixed in with the water. And that way, that gas is very good for the air, because it basically kills germs, kills viruses in the air, and it also helps to disinfect, you know, smells, things like that too. All right, next bullet point is what I call the car bomb, or the room bomb, and that's for odors. And no, this is not a terrorist hack for using chlorine dioxide. This is a for stinky, smelly, cigarette-smelling cars and rooms. First of all, you need to remove the source of the smell. That's a no-brainer. This could be grease, feces, or cigarettes, or vomit, food water, leaky pipes, etc. Excuse me, flood water or leaky pipes, or etc. Let it dry out. Get that out as best as you can. Wipe it, clean it up. Then you need to dry the place out and stop any other moisture or smelly stuff from getting back. Finally, you make a raw mix of chlorine dioxide into a cup and leave it in the car or in the room. For a car, I would use about 30 to 50 drops. Put that into like a little cup, and then activate it. And do not add any water. It could be like a coffee mug or something like that. And then quickly leave it in the car with the windows up and all of the AC vents set to be fully open. At some point, you want the CLO2 to get into the vents and also disinfect it, take the smell out there. The car should also be in the shade or out of sunlight, because the sunlight neutralizes the CLO2 too quickly. Leave the car with the chlorine dioxide in it for about 20 to 180 minutes. And of course, nobody inside. That's not good to be in there with that potency there. Then quickly open the door and start the car with the AC fans running, and then get out and close the door. Okay, so again, first of all, let it sit for 20 minutes to an hour and a half, to 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and then go back in quickly, hold your breath, go back in, turn the car on, let the AC run for a little bit, 20 more minutes. And then after all of that, open all the doors and air out the car. You don't have to air it out very long, just a minute or two. And boom, the smells and the bacteria and the mold and viruses are neutralized. Next bullet point, chlorine dioxide with pets and animals. Now, I could write a whole section on this, whole chapter, but I just haven't spent much time with it. Chlorine dioxide can definitely be used with animals. If they are suffering from arthritis or other diseases, you can put drops in their water to drink regularly. I don't have any exact amounts researched, but you can lower the amount that you would use by humans based off of the weight of the animal that you have. You can also use a spray bottle method in the above bullet point to apply chlorine dioxide to any sores. You can also spray it in their water, their drinking water, or any infections or tumors. Some of the early medical research with this was done with cows drinking water, and they had great success with that. They would put two different containers of water out for them, one with the CLO2 and the other without it. They found that when a cow was sick, they naturally would drink from the CLO2 water over the other without any help of knowing which is which. It was also noted that animals recover faster than humans from illness when both of them are using CD chlorine dioxide. Here's a website that shows a lot of how to use chlorine dioxide with pets. It is in Spanish, but it can be translated through Google Chrome into English. So there's a link on page 105. As a final note for treating animals with chlorine dioxide, all you really need to do is get their drinking water and put the sodium chlorite, that's the A mix usually, put that, just a drop or a little more, into their drinking water, and let them drink from it. Basically, it's like a protocol one at a very small level. They will drink it. They don't taste it. There's no taste to it. And the animals' bodies recover very quickly, very strongly to the sodium chloride, which turns to chlorine dioxide in their stomach. Keep in mind also that their stomachs, the animal stomachs, tend to have higher levels of hypochlorous acid in them. So they digest it or ingest it very, very well, even better than humans.